Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So Bob Costas, the details of his departure from NBC have now been made public in an E60, right?
It's
an
Outside E60? The Lines.
Outside the Lines.
OTL.
My bad.
Costas has been with NBC since 1979.
He must have been...
He was a young man.
Like 26 years old, right? Isn't he 66 now? So that's 40 years ago.
Yep.
Man, that's amazing. Because I remember watching Costas when I was a kid watching the NFL on NBC. I wasn't even 30 yet.
Yep.
You could argue he's had one of, if not the best runs in sports broadcasting.
Oh, no doubt about
it. It's, you know, Howard Cosell, Bob Costas, there's a few other names on there that you can throw into the mix. Chris Berman, quite honestly, has had a pretty good run when you consider how important he was to the advent of cable sports and things like that. At any rate, Costas, though, for a guy who worked for the same company for 40 years, it ended pretty... unceremoniously and kind of quietly, too. I mean, neither side made a big deal about the parting of the ways, although the trigger mechanism that launched the parting of the ways was and is still a big deal to the NFL.
Yeah. Costas took part in a symposium in Maryland, I believe at the University of Maryland, in November of 2017, just a couple of months before he was scheduled to, I guess, perform his swan song with NBC. I guess his thought was this would be my last big event, the Super Bowl, that he would continue hosting Sunday Night Football and that he would be the host for NBC's Super Bowl coverage last year. I mean, he's done the Olympics, the World Series, NBA Finals, all sorts of huge events. When he said this at that symposium, as you might expect, it went viral.
The reality is that this game destroys people's brains.
Now, NBC was not too thrilled with him saying that. Immediately issued a press release making sure everybody knew that those were Bob's opinions and not the opinions of NBC.
Right. And the piece goes into the history of Costas and this head trauma topic.
Right.
And it's a topic that he has spoken about publicly a few times on the air during NFL portions of Real Estate. I won't say during in-game broadcasts, but you know, he did a halftime rant on it at one time. That was not the first time he'd spoken publicly about his issues with head trauma in the NFL. But it's not like at any point along the way Bob Costas decided to step away from covering the NFL.
Right.
It was one of these things where he would comment publicly on it, and because he's Bob Costas, he would get away with it. The NBC, he was above reprisal. NBC was never going to do anything with their, I don't know if golden goose is the right word, sacred cow maybe.
Yeah, their star.
Their star. He was, I guess, in his mind, maybe viewed himself being above reprimand for felt passionately enough about it where he didn't care what the reprimand was going to be.
For those who don't know, Costas was immediately told shortly after those comments that he's done doing the NFL on NBC.
After the comment we just heard.
Right.
Yeah.
And he doubled down saying that he's not anti-NFL, but he's not going to ignore the issue.
It's possible to say football is an exciting sport, but there are these undeniable problems. The issue that is most substantial, the existential issue, is the nature of football itself.
I can't argue with anything he's saying.
I can't either. Here's the thing, is that, and I know Bob Costas, he's getting to have his cake and eat it too in some ways. And I'm definitely not trying to minimize head trauma in the NFL. It's not like we need Bob Costas to remind us that CTE is a thing and that head trauma is a thing. Rich, I do feel like there's an element to Costas that's being selfish in what he's been doing these last several years. Because on the one hand, he gets raised up by the Concussion Legacy Foundation. I think that's the Chris Nowinski organization. We've had Chris on this show many times before. He's a friend of Ted Johnson's. So he gets raised up for all these things he's saying on NBC. And yet at the same time, NBC keeps him on the air and he gets to cash these big million-dollar checks from NBC. If Bob Costas felt so passionately that football is killing people and killing brains, why not step away from the NFL coverage altogether? Why still be part of the NFL coverage? And I know in the story, he couched it as, well, I did it because they asked me and I decided to be a good soldier and still go through with covering the NFL, but I wasn't going to sit there and be quiet about the whole thing.
Well, Rich, I don't feel as strongly about it as you do. I don't think there's anything morally wrong with Bob Costas airing this opinion and continuing to broadcast NFL games.
I'm not saying there's anything morally wrong with it. I'm saying it feels a little unseemly to me that he gets raised up on this pedestal when he's still cashing checks from NBC for covering the NFL.
I mean, there are plenty of people who acknowledge the CTE issue who still love football and don't want football to go away, even though it might be killing people.
I understand, but it's a direct order. It's been a direct order from his employer for a long, long time that he not do that because NBC doesn't want to lose the NFL. And I understand the NFL is hypocritical on the concussion stuff. I get it. But NBC is a broadcasting organization. They're not there to solve the concussion issue with the NFL. They're there to televise games. And the article outlines very clearly that back in the day, when Fox got involved in bidding on NFL property and on the NFL as a property, CBS backed away from broadcasting the NFL. It damn near killed the network to not have the NFL.
Yeah.
Right? So I wonder how some of Bob Costas's fellow employees feel about him being this guy that's speaking out about concussions when there's already plenty of people not in his position, speaking out about it, when what he's doing could be jeopardizing a relationship with an organization that helps keep these networks afloat. That's a valuable commodity that affects people's jobs. I'm not saying these people...
See, that's where I think it's a reach to say that it's threatening NBC's relationship with the NFL. And I realize it's a multi-billion dollar relationship with the NFL, but the NFL itself has donated tens of millions of dollars to this cause, to the research involving head trauma. They've taken steps over the last 4 or 5 years to do whatever they can to reduce head trauma. They've done everything except come flat out and said football is life-threatening. They've pretty much acknowledged it in their actions, but not their words. So, you know, this is not a secret. Everybody knows that this is a danger to the health and well-being of these players long term. Well, the NFL has acknowledged it.
That's fine. So where does Bob Costas get off sitting there doing commentaries about it on a broadcast where
he was at a symposium and they were discussing a topic.
Yeah, but he's talked about it in broadcast too. I'm not talking about the symposium necessarily. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. Let's face it, Rich. If the only time he ever talked about it were that symposium, they wouldn't have asked him to leave the broadcast
for
the Super Bowl.
He's talked about it on the air on NBC, and he's acknowledged the problem on the air with NBC. And until that symposium comment, NBC didn't have an outwardly open problem with him discussing it. He actually complimented NBC for allowing him that forum on the air.
I get it. Outwardly open. But clearly, if that's the trigger to tell him to take a hike, there had been some feelings behind the scene about him doing that, right?
Yeah, I think it was probably the straw that broke the camel's back
right.
for NBC. And Costas said after those comments, he was immediately contacted by his bosses.
I think the words were, you've crossed the line. And my thought was, what line have I crossed? And I remember reminding them of things going back to the 90s, of what I had done, what credibility I would have to comment about these things. And their reaction to that was, you're right. You're right. But this puts us in a position that's untenable for us. So you can't do the Super Bowl.
And that's pretty much, I think, confirmation that he got away with it for a certain amount of time, but saying that essentially saying at the symposium that football kills people was the straw that broke the camel's back.
And that's kind of my point, Rich, which is the guy's been doing it for a long, long time. Obviously, there were feelings behind the scenes that he shouldn't be doing these things, but he's Bob Costas, so he's able to get away with it for a long, long time. I just find it a little bit hypocritical that Bob Costas gets raised up on this pedestal for saying all these things on TV, that he gets anointed as some sort of spokesperson for head trauma, and yet he's getting paid millions of dollars by NBC to sit there and be the host for Sunday Night Football. Man, if you feel that strongly about it, then ask NBC to take you off of the NFL and do something else. You feel that strongly about it, I'm guessing that CBS or Fox or some other network would sign up Bob Costas to do something else in a heartbeat. If you feel that strongly about it, dude, you're making money off of it just like everybody else is.
Let me ask you this. How strongly do you feel about how much pro football endangers the lives of the players?
What do you mean? Like how strong?
Well, how strongly do you believe that that's true?
I absolutely believe that it's true.
Well, you're doing a pregame and a postgame show for an NFL team.
Right.
By your logic, you should be recusing yourself from those shows because you are associated with a product that's killing people.
That's why I don't agree
with what you're saying.
Okay.
Because I don't think you have to recuse yourself from that environment.
But if you're going to do things that compromise your employer, that's the difference. I'm not on the Texans pregame show and postgame show saying that, boy, I'm on here, but let me tell you for five minutes about how dangerous concussions are. That's the difference.
But you're on their flagship radio station saying it.
That's fine. Yeah, right now I am. Okay. If someone wants to come
so
discipline
me. So I think
me,
our station is very strongly associated with the Texans. I just draw a parallel.
But nobody's
there.
Sitting here giving me an award from the Concussion Legacy Institute for mentioning it with me and you mentioning it for 3 minutes during a segment in Houston, Texas.
Right.
Bob Costas is doing symposiums on it, and he has 5 million people watching him on Sunday night. That's not the same, Rich. It's apples and oranges.
I don't agree.
It's not the same. He's being hailed as some sort of hero about this thing.
Who's hailing him as a hero?
He got an award for it. The Concussion Legacy Foundation gave him an award for it.
That's the Concussion Legacy Foundation. I mean, obviously they have an agenda to try to publicize as much as possible the fight against CTE and head trauma.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have as big an issue with you as you do.
But real quick,
because you asked me this question, I'm not out here waving the flag about it. I'm not out here saying, I get it.
No, but you are stating publicly for the record on their Texans flagship station, you agree with what he's saying.
Who doesn't think that football affects people's brains?
Exactly my point. So why is it taboo to talk about it?
Because his employer, NBC, feels like it affects their relationship with the NFL. And as I just said...
No doubt, and CBS, I think that's wrong.
CBS almost had to go out of business because they lost the NFL. All I'm saying is if I were a fellow employee of Bob Costas, and Costas is out there doing something... If you and I sitting here talking about it, all of a sudden the Texans said, we can't have these guys talking about it on the air, Rich, I probably would stop talking about it on the air because I don't want to be the one who's affecting a relationship that, let's face it, affects every single employee in this building. That's my issue with Bob Costas. It's selfish. It's selfish that he's doing that sort of thing against his own employees' orders. Rich, I know you're a guy that thinks that there is a code that when you have an employer that says you shouldn't do these things, that you shouldn't do these things. We've had this conversation about the anthem
dropping
to a knee.
I am that guy. But as he just pointed out in that soundbite, this is nothing new. He's been talking about this since the 90s. He's been talking about the danger of pro football long-term to the overall health and well-being of its players for a long, long time. Why suddenly did it become a taboo subject?
Maybe because the NBC contract was up at the time.
Well, it's absolutely a money issue,
right?
Do we really think with the network?
And
Network of denial.
I got it. I get it, and I'm not, and I don't dispute that. But I have a hard time believing that is the first time. In fact, I know it's not the first time that Costas had a conversation with his employers about not talking about these things, because there's a story there's an anecdote in the story that you and I are talking about he wrote a script for a half. You remember we did those halftime things where 1 week he's talking about the spread offense and next week he's talking about gun control. He had a script.
Like editorials almost.
Right. He had a script that he brought to his employers and he handed it to them. And they said, this is great. We don't disagree with the thing you're saying. You can't read this on the air.
Yeah.
Because it jeopardizes our relationship with the NFL. That's my issue with Costas. Rich, are you kidding me? I don't disagree that football causes head trauma. What do you think? I'm an idiot? And I know you don't. But But there's a difference between you and I sitting here talking about something that everybody seems to have accepted and Bob Costas being the face of NBC railing against it on symposiums. That's where I say it's apples and oranges. When I go to a symposium and do it, then you can compare me to Bob Costas.
Last quick soundbite I'll play from Costas, and this is the smarmy nature of Bob Costas, which makes a lot of people inherently, regardless of the topic, not really like the guy.
So I guess that NBC is not sure whether there's a connection between football and brain trauma. And I imagine the next press release is, it's still open to question whether or not the earth is round or flat. Okay, I'm good.
All right, Bob, take it easy.
Why did he drag...
I like this, by the way. This is fun, what you and I are talking about.
Why did he have to drag Kyrie Irving into this whole thing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's actually, you know, I actually watched it, and it's good reporting. It's an interesting topic, and this OTL segment is worth checking out.
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't seen the whole thing. I saw ESPN put like a 5-minute version of it out on the web. Maybe it's the whole thing. I don't know. I've only seen the version up on the website. Did you watch it on TV?
I did.
Yeah. No.
Actually, it was online.
It was online. Okay. Yes, yeah. Yes. So, I don't feel any sympathy for Bob Costas over the whole thing. I don't think he's looking for sympathy, to be honest with you. The guy's been in it for 40 years. He's had a great career. My guess is, just from what I've read and seen in the video, I'm guessing there's probably a little bit of sadness on Costas' part.
I think so.
That a mutually beneficial relationship like that ended up with both sides basically just kind of putting out a press release about the whole thing.
Well, he did say in the report, it's about the split with NBC, it's very fair and very amicable. It was a very, very fruitful run of nearly 4 decades, and I have nothing but respect and appreciation for all of it. So, I mean, he acknowledged he didn't earn every penny, but he acknowledged the gravy train that NBC has been for him.
Of course. No, he's one of the great all-time broadcasters.
That's right.
There's no question about that. That's inarguable. There are aspects of this that are inarguable. The effect of football on the brain, and Bob Costas is a great broadcaster. Where the gray area comes, where you and I disagree, is in between on, is it fair that he handled it this way with respect to what his employer's wishes are? And to me, more importantly, Rich, the hundreds of people that if NBC loses an NFL contract because you got the face of the organization going rogue like that,
right,
that's you're talking about people's jobs.
That's the one thing you and I certainly agree on, and that is that NBC saw this as a threat to their multi-billion dollar relationship with the NFL, a relationship in large part that kind of identifies or defines NBC Sports.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.